This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Funny, Mike and I were talking about the ACC and the Big Ten media days, and look, I don't know what your expectations are. I do have higher expectations for Georgia Tech than many folks who believe, like last year, you know, yeah, they were decent. They're coming. But who's really going to compete for a championship in the ACC? And, Mike, you know, listen, Florida State, we talk a lot about it because you're disappointed in where that thing has gone. Obviously, Clemson, what looked like was going to be a down year, and they get drubbed by Georgia. They turned that around, and they had a really good year to finish. And then, obviously, you know, we talk about Miami. But, Mike, I mean, like, that's the craziness about the ACC is who are the dominant programs?
What made news today at the ACC is Rhett Lashley. And as you said earlier, SMU came in and really, like, that was a, 40-year turnaround.
Correct.
From the death penalty, and that's why no one will ever get hit like that again. And now, with the way things are, you won't anyway because it's all legal. But that was a team that was forever working. And they finally turned the corner. Rhett Lashley's a hell of a coach, guys. You said the connections to the SEC people know. But he goes on the mic today and says, SEC, all this talk about SEC, they're the same six schools win the championship since 1964. What? Not a single one has been different since 64. That's not top heavy to me. That's top heavy to me. That's not, whoa. That's not depth. Six teams? Yes, I get it. You know, the conference has expanded. But, I mean, that's six teams. The ACC, you just said it. The only team which is viable for a national championship, maybe SMU fans feel they'll be in the mix and have something to say about it this year, is Clemson. Florida State hasn't won since 2013. Mm-hmm. Miami has not won a national championship since 2001. The only other champion, because remember, Pitt was an independent. If you want to really do the math, and Carl, take it all the way back to 1964.
You're right.
Pitt with Tony Dorsett and Johnny Majors, they were an independent in 76, 77. And then Georgia Tech, the co-national championship. That was, of course, an amazing year. That was 1990, the year that Colorado was co-national champs. So you take away Tech, it's just three schools. And as I said, Clemson has been the only viable threat since the last, 10 years?
Exactly.
So with all due respect, Lashley, you're full of crap.
Yeah, look, this is what I thought we were going to get from Bill Belichick, to be honest with you, when they had their coaches gathering. And, Mike, I thought he would stand on the podium and defend the ACC adamantly like Rhett Lashley is. And, hey, we're a good conference too, because that's what he's saying, right? He's like, hey, we can play with these guys. And I didn't get that from Bill Belichick because, well, he did his couple of interviews and he left. And
he just doesn't, you know, after everything he's gone through this spring, it's literally, he's back to mumble speak.
Exactly.
It's the bare minimum.
Well, and Mike, it also tells me, or at least the way I feel about it is, I just don't know if he's fully committed to it. The point is, who would have been better than Bill Belichick coming into your conference and saying, you know what, I've seen the talent here. I've now recruited these kinds of kids. This is a great conference. And help build the conference up. Nobody has a better resume. Sorry, Dabo. You don't have a better resume than Bill Belichick. So That didn't happen, and so now you have the likes of Lashley lashing out,
right,
and everybody looking at him like he's crazy. He doesn't have those kind of credentials. He's a very good coach, but he's not a multi-time national championship coach. You know, the deal with this is him pounding his foot, Mike, and trying to make everybody believe,
right,
hey, we're as good. Now, we're going to get a chance to see, but I just, look, as far as the ACC is concerned, I don't know what to quite believe yet. And again, I bring up Belichick. I don't know what UNC is going to be. Mike and I have been saying this. I want to see what UNC is going to be. But the programs we're talking about and the ones that are still relevant and the teams that are going to be in contention for the 12-team college playoff are the teams that have been in contention.
Right. Now, again, SMU, they are the new news. Unfortunately, they did not have the defense to hold up in that ACC championship game. They blew that game.
They got a good quarterback.
They do. And they got a guy. Clemson, I think everybody who's sleeping on Clemson, you're not watching. Now, this is kind of like the old school. Remember, you have to build up. Remember the old days, Carl, it would take 2 or 3 years, sometimes 4 years, to get your class up to speed.
Yep.
And you know that Dabo fought tooth and nail against the transfer portal, but begrudgingly, he's brought transfers in. But if Klubnik can do his job, they've got such a great defense. I got a lot of friends that follow Clemson, and this team is loaded. So, yeah, despite the embarrassing start to the season against Georgia, they have kind of turned things around. Carson Beck in Miami. You know, that's still a coach who shoots himself in the foot every chance he gets down there in South Florida. And I think the best coach, I think, in the ACC right now, not named Dabo, is Fran Brown at Syracuse.
I agree.
That's a 10-win team last year.
Well, and coaching matters. And Fran Brown is not getting the high-end recruits. As a matter of fact, he's turning guys down because they're asking for too much money. So I'm with you on that. He's coached the guys up that he has, and they come out and they compete every week. As far as Carson Beck, while we're talking about this, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Beck said that he is excited and itching to get back on the field. Guys, look, after last season at Georgia, I'm just not a believer. And maybe Carson Beck has a similar kind of year where he puts up decent numbers. And, you know, I think he made the right decision to go back to school, Mike,
right,
because his draft status was diminished with what happened this year at Georgia. But for me, if you're a Miami fan, this doesn't get me more excited than having Cam Ward behind center. Cam Ward was a dude. Like, if you watched him last year, he made plays. I just don't feel like he's going to elevate Miami to that next level where you're talking about, you know, not only maybe playoffs, Mike, but we're talking about being a top four team and being in the semifinals. But he said he's itching to get back. And Mario Cristobal is who you're talking about with Miami, who, again, great recruiter, was a great recruiter at Oregon.
Right.
But they're not doing it.
He's more well-known for failing and choking and blowing games. And the Georgia Tech game 2 years ago is one that'll go down in infamy for Hurricane fans, all 17 of them. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if Carson Beck can kind of put them over. Because, again, we've gone round and round. A lot of Georgia fans, they never bought into Carson Beck. I think, it's everybody just kind of felt. It was so funny. It was almost like predictable. Look at him with that Lamborghini. That's not our guy. They want that Stetson Bennett thing. I don't know if Gunner's going to be that guy. What do you think? By the way, do you have any kind of spidey sense on what Beck's going to be now? Is he can start throwing again in Miami?
No. But he said this about Georgia, that everything has a shelf life. And I think the shelf life there at Georgia was over. And it just was time to start something new. Really? You mean they didn't tell you, you should probably leave? Because that's what I think happened. I don't think Carson Beck went in there and went, you know what? I'm tired of all of this.
Right.
I'm over Georgia. I'm leaving. I don't think it went down that way. But that's his side of it today, talking about where he's at Miami. As far as him throwing the football, Mike, I still question his decision-making. If you're asking me about Gunnar Stockton, my biggest question about Gunnar Stockton is, and we're going to talk about this at 4 o'clock, is he going to have a running game? Because if he doesn't, you're asking Gunnar Stockton to do a whole lot to win these football games. That was part of the issue last year. Georgia didn't run the ball the way they should have. Are you going to do it this year?
Because the offensive line argument, and there's things that I always hang on to. Carl gets, we've been working together. It was 11-year anniversary last week. He's heard me bellyache about Braves pitching and the offensive line for the Falcons. And now with the offensive line for the Falcons, it's pretty good. We're talking about a pretty good unit. Pass rush, that's a given. But now I'm going to change it over to Georgia. And this year, and the same argument goes back for last year. Are you the physical, tough kind of group that Kirby needs? Remember when Kirby interviewed us with us back in 16, talked about needing size and toughness on offensive line? Does he have it? Because if you're going to protect Gunnar Stockton, you're going to have a balanced attack. Otherwise, we're going to have Gunnar Stockton dropping back 35, 40 times a game. That's not a winning formula.
No.
They better be able to run it.
Yeah, that's my concern. It's not that he can't play. It's how much pressure are you taking off of him so that he can play within the system? Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Big O's behind the glass. He's our engineer. Of course, Day-Day is our executive producer. On the way, Tony Gwynn Jr., but we got to get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Why? Why did they wait so long to insert him into the lineup? Last night, did you guys see Drake Baldwin? 3 for 5, 6 RBI. First Brave rookie to drive in 6 runs in a game since a guy named Kelly Johnson, who did it in 05. Ronald Acuna Jr., well, was Acuna Jr. I mean, at the end of the day, you got a chance to win the series tonight. And I want you to hear Drake Baldwin. This is a 2 RBI single in the bottom of the fourth, and things just got better as the game went along.
Ground ball, get through there. It will. Yep. And Baldwin drives in another run. Ronald's coming home. Safe. What base running from Acuna.
Now, he blew right through the stop sign. I was laughing on that one. But it was, hey, you know what? Sometimes you got to kind of, you know, make, give a spark and set the tone. But that was just, you know, Ronald. And that was the fastest from first to third he's been all year. First to home, I should say, all season.
He didn't let up. I mean, like, if there are any doubts about how healthy he is, there shouldn't be. He's shown us time and time again. Here's Drake Baldwin late in the game, guys, as he hit an RBI double in the bottom of the sixth. Braves were up 9-3, and they ultimately go on to win.
There's another one that's going to be missed. Baldwin, 5 runs driven in tonight. And oh, he's going to get another one. Lee and Ramos were both there. Nobody comes up with it. And it's 9-3.
Good win. Build on it. Leave Baldwin in the lineup.
Yeah, Snit, man. And Snicker, by the way, said that only Ronald has the immunity to run through a Freddy Gonzalez stop sign. So the rules do not apply to Ronald with his unique speed and skill set.
No, nor should they. Right. Oh, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
It's Braves related. And whose idea was this? The Braves announced season ticket prices to increase? In a losing year?
Oh, boy.
Reportedly 10 to 40% increase. Mike Bell. Whose idea was this?
Terry McGurk? No, I mean, somebody in the office said it was time to move up the ticket. Like, ticket prices go up. They never go down.
They never go down.
And that's the way of the world. We had to kind of eat it with the Falcons a couple years ago, even though obviously we haven't gone to the playoffs in 7 seasons. But this is one that kind of, yeah, on the cusp of the worst baseball Braves season since 2016 or 17. Yeah, the timing couldn't be worse. And the inkling that baseball writers are grabbing onto, the Braves are avoiding that luxury, any inkling of the luxury tax like the plague. So you're not going to spend money to compete with the elites.
Uh-oh.
And you want more money from me as a fan.
Uh-oh.
That's very Terry McGurk for me, man.
I saw this, and I was like, whoa. Is this a misprint?
No.
10 to 40%. Now, whose idea was this? You know,
again, the more expensive, I would imagine, would be the 40%.
Of course.
Just taking a guess on that one.
Yeah, and by the way, look, Baseball as a whole, I will say this, is still relatively inexpensive compared to the other sports.
I don't know. I've been to 5 Brave games this year, plus the All-Star weekend, and I know that you know, not every restaurant makes it, and that's the restaurant business. But 9 out of 10 in the battery are cooking and kicking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Cooking with gas.
Yes.
I mean, I know that the effort to make it a 24, 7, 12-month a year destination continues, but you still have a lot of great events, concerts at the Roxy, everything going on. It's hard to see how they could not be making money hand over fist with the Battery.
Are. No. Mike, you're right. They are. Look, and I get it. Ticket prices should go up. We've had a winning organization. I understand that. I just think the timing of this is bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.